Stocks closed little change today with the Dow off by 11 points. S&P 500 was up by a tenth, and the NASDAQ up fractionally. It's the Business News Hour for Friday, the 27th of April. Thanks for being with us. T-Mobile and Sprint moved closer to a big deal today. You knew it was coming, a lawsuit filed against Southwest Airlines. Amazon has plenty of cash for postage. Starbucks says the incident in Philadelphia earlier this month has not hurt sales. Those stories and remembering workers from the memorial event today. We'll learn about co-working from Jeff Wood of Gravitate and then chat about the Iowa Business Journal with Jolene Goodman. Stay with us. The Business News is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The Business News is next.
No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals, loved by pets, trusted by owners.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. You want to reach out to us? You can do that on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. If you miss this or any one of our podcasts, you can find those on Stitcher, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, and of course on Podbean. All you have to do is search for, you might Google it, Insight on Business, the News Hour, and we should be right there. Well, T-Mobile US Incorporated and its German owners are advancing toward a long-awaited telecommunications union that would value merger partner Sprint at about $24 billion. That's according to people with knowledge of the matter. Under the terms being discussed, T-Mobile backer Deutsche Telekom AG would receive a 42% stake and a 69% voting interest in the combined company. The deal would value Sprint shares at about $6.10 a piece. That's below their $6.50 close today in New York. Shares of Sprint, which spiked earlier on reports of the deal, tumbled by as much as 14% to $5.56 in late trading after Bloomberg News reported on the valuation terms. You knew it was coming. A lawsuit against Southwest Airlines has been filed by a passenger who was flying on last week's flight 1380, in which an engine exploded and one person was killed. The lawsuit claims that since the accident, the passenger, Lila Chavez, has suffered post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, depression, and other personal injuries. Passenger Jennifer Reardon, one of 149 people aboard, was killed. The incident has raised concerns about the safety of similar engines. Regulators of the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. Well, Amazon's 20% hike in the cost of Prime membership should deliver more than $1 billion in extra revenue this year and cover any, quote, rational, end quote, hike in United States Postal Service delivery fees. President Donald Trump has been laying into the online retailer in recent weeks for what he says is a deal with publicly owned USPS that effectively lumps much of the cost of thousands of daily deliveries, and it turns them against U.S. taxpayers. Trump has said that if the United States Postal Service raised parcel rates, Amazon would face $2.6 billion in extra costs. Although equity analysts who follow billionaire Jeff Bezos' company estimate a much lower number, they say the deal might actually be keeping USPS afloat. Several said that Thursday's move by the company to raise prime fees to $119 a year from $99 starting June 16th would not faze many of Prime's estimated 60 to 65 million U.S. members. A racially charged incident at a Philadelphia Starbucks earlier this month hasn't affected sales at the coffee chain. That's according to executives who said on a conference call with investors and were talking about their latest earnings report. The chain hasn't seen a drop in sales despite calls to boycott the company. That according to CEO Kevin Johnson, who went on to say, quote, "We are not seeing an impact on same-store sales as a result of Philadelphia." Johnson apologized for the incident at the start of the call and said Starbucks' leadership team remains on the ground in Philadelphia. The company is closing 8,200 of its U.S. stores on May 29th to conduct a racial bias training for all of its workers, something Johnson said was only a small piece of the action Starbucks planned in response to the episode. Earlier today, the Iowa Federation of Labor marked the annual Workers' Memorial Ceremony. The event remembers the lives of 32 Iowans who left their homes for work last year and never returned. Of the 32 names that were read, three were Iowa firefighters, one was a deputy sheriff. On hand for the event was Governor Kim Reynolds and Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, Iowa Labor Commissioner Michael Morrow, the Director of Iowa Workforce Development, Beth Townsend, and family members who came to remember their loved ones. Iowa Federation of Labor President Ken Sager told the crowd that Iowa must put aside political differences so the organizations who look out for workers can be fully funded and perhaps reduce the number of deaths and injuries. Mark Cooper, the president of the South Central Federation of Labor, served as MC for the eighth time in his career. I asked him about Ken Sager's comment about politics and division. Can politicians come together to protect Iowa workers?
I don't know if in today's climate that is possible. Unfortunately, I think folks have drawn lines in the concrete, not even just in the sand, in the concrete, and they're not willing to budge from their position. And there is no, you know, compromise. There is no negotiations. This is my way or the highway.
While the number of workers remembered today was down from previous years, Mr. Cooper had this to add when I mentioned that to him.
Even though there was a decrease in the number this year over past years, in my opinion, one is too many.
From the Iowa Workers Memorial event, I'm Michael Libby. When we come back, we're going to learn more about Gravitate with creator Jeff Wood. What is it, and why is co-working in the Metro? Why does it continue to grow? That's next, here on the Business News Hour.
I walked in quarter to one and saw a man with a gun. He shot a look that I found deeply disturbing. He yelled, "I get on the floor." I hollered back, "What for?" I prefer death over my afternoon mayhem. It was clear from the look on his face, he didn't know what to do. I was having one of those days, forgot my purse and my Prozac too. I made a bad decision, I should have left him alone. I made a bad decision.